Hey, friend, I don't know if you know this, but I have a new book coming out on March 5th. It's called Protect Your Peace, 9 Unapologetic Principles to Thrive in a Chaotic World. And I would love your support by pre-ordering my book. Go to TrentShelton.com/book. Why pre-order? Because as an author, it helps me get on more TV shows. The book gets in more stores. And for you, you get a whole bunch of cool free stuff that will go away soon if you don't pre-order. So go pre-order the book. Get the book. This book is going to change the world. Let's get it. Hey, what's up? Welcome to today's episode of Straight Up. Today's episode is a real one. That's why I titled it Keep It Real. Today's episode, man, you got to wear your tough skin. But I promise you, today's episode can really help your life. I want you to be you. I want you to be that real you. Because that's where your power rests. Share this if you feel this one. Get ready. Let's get it. Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it. Hey, yeah, this is one of these episodes, man. I'm gonna tell you right now, some of you might get offended. You shouldn't get offended. You know, I was at a church last week and the pastor was talking and I was like, dang, he talking to me. And I felt a certain type of way. But instead of getting in my feelings, I said, I'm feeling a certain type of way because there's something in my life that I need to change. I need to better. And I sat with that and I bettered myself because of that. I love getting called out because I'm not a person that can't grow. I'm not a person that can't progress. There's things I can work on. So I want to tell you this. If the shoe don't fit, don't wear it. Right? Don't try to fit your foot in the shoe that ain't for you. But I'm going to talk about some truth today. You know, a lot has been going on this week. Right, we had the Oscars, we had that whole situation. Everybody's giving their opinion because it's trendy. And then 2 weeks from now, ain't nobody gonna care. And that's the thing, man. We live in a world full of fake caring, first and foremost. Influencers online, 80% of them fake care. They hop on the trend. They give their opinion without any type of solution just to create engagement. Then they hop on to the next thing, to the next thing. They advocate for something else because it's not real. And that's the world that we live in. We fake care and we build fake connections. What's a fake connection? A connection that's not real. Some of us listen to this episode right now, and it might be you. You're building a fake connection because you want to network. You're building a fake connection because you think you need that person. You're building a fake connection because you think that person can help you get further in life. And a fake connection, something that's not built on something that's solid, will always crumble, will always destruct if it's not built on something that's solid. And the thing that I want to tell you, listen to this episode right now, don't take this out of context, because there's people in your life that truly love you. There's people in your life that will ride for you regardless. There's people in your life that have unconditional love for you. But for a lot of us, there's people in our life that only love us for now. They don't love you. And I want to tell you that. And I'm not trying to make you overthink, overanalyze, but they don't love you. Some people only love you for now. What does that mean? The now that you're giving, the benefits that you're giving, the things that you're giving, the things they can take advantage of. Some of you are working a job that only loves you for now because you're giving to that job. And as soon as you stop giving to that job is going to replace you. You are replaceable. Understand that. Some of you got friends, quote unquote, wish you can see my hands, quote unquote, in your life that only love you for now. As soon as you stop giving that friend what they benefit from your life, as soon as you stop giving it, they're going to stop being your friend. They're going to gossip about your name. They're going to drag your name through the mud. They're going to make you look like the bad person. They're going to play the victim. Some of you have people in your life, associates online, followers that only love you for now. As soon as you stop giving them what they want, they're going to stop loving you. You're going to go from the hero to the villain real quick. And you have to understand that, because if you don't understand that, you will be let down. There's people in this world that when it's convenient to love you, they will. When it's convenient to support you, they will. When it's convenient to ride with you, they will. But when it's convenient to hate on you, they will. When it's convenient to tear you down, they will. When it's no longer cool to support you, they will stop supporting you. You gotta understand this, because too many of us, we go through this whole entire life building these fake connections, living this fake lifestyle to impress people that don't give a damn about you. Please, and I don't know if it's because I'm getting older, I'm starting to see this more and more and more, but I've been talking about this message for the last 13 years. Go watch my video, Friends, that was posted like in 2013, 14, 15, whatever year it was. And I talk about these things because a lot of people get let down because they have expectations of other people and they realize like, dang, this person really doesn't love me. And I'm going to tell you right now, stop giving it. I challenge you to stop giving it. If you have a question, if somebody really loves you in your life, stop giving it. Because when you stop giving it, that's when you're going to see how they really feel about you. I've had this happen in my life so many times. I had people call me brother. I had people hit me up every single day. I had people come to my house. I had people around my kids. I had people say, man, you my dog, blah, 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 all this stuff. And as soon as I stopped giving it, I stopped hearing from them. As soon as I stopped giving it, they stopped checking on me. As soon as I stopped. So I want you to understand this, man. As soon as you stop giving it, you're going to see what's real. Because real situations expose fake things. When it gets real, you will see what's real. So for y'all influencers online, you better stop believing that fake love. Because as soon as you become unpopular, or as soon as you make a mistake, or as soon as you go against what they believe in or what they feel like you should do, you're going to see what's real. All that real love, you're going to see is fake love real quick. And a lot of us, I'm going to just even switch gears for a moment. Because a lot of us, what we do is we live in this, we want people to think a certain way about us. And so none of us, you know, we don't really take the journey of progression no more. None of us really take the journey of growing no more. We want people to think some about us. We want people to think that we made it when we barely even started. We want people to think that we there when we far from being there. We want people to think that we rich when we barely making it. We want people to think that we got it all together. When damn, we barely holding on. We so afraid to admit our struggles. We're so afraid to be transparent. We're so afraid to be vulnerable. We're so afraid to show the process because we don't think people will believe in us. We don't think people will support us. And we show this fake version of ourselves. We make everybody else happy. But you, my friend, you're unhappy with yourself. I see it in so many people online. I can look in people's eyes. I can look in people's messages. I can tell that person ain't happy because they pump faking. That person ain't happy because they living for a world that don't give a damn about them. That person ain't happy because they losing themselves just to please everybody else. And I see it all the time. You know, I see people and I'm not trying to judge anybody. I'm not trying to, you know, make people feel bad, but I see it all the time. I see people selling people dreams, selling people dreams. But they ain't even living the dream. They telling people how to be successful when they far from it. They telling people how to make money when they haven't even made any money yet. That's why it took me 10 years to ever even teach upon things like that. I told myself I want to be 10 years in the business that I'm in before I even teach on the business. But we live in a society now where it's so microwavable. We live in a society now where, you know, we want to start today and be there tomorrow. So we feel like we have to pump fake. We feel like we can't be real. We feel like people won't really support us or we won't become popular if we're really showing people the journey. Don't you know the best part about the journey is the struggle? The best part of the journey is the progress to show yourself, you know, I was here last year. This is where I'm here. This is where I'm at this year. You know what? 3 years ago, I was here. This is where I'm at now. Can you see the growth? Because when I believe in people, it's not about what they're selling. Because online, people live a filter life. People put filters on their pictures. They put filters on their life. They put filters on their messages. They live a filtered life. I don't believe the messages necessarily. I believe the progression. When I see somebody growing, when I see somebody that actually grew their following instead of bought followers, I'm losing some people now. When I see somebody that's saying, oh, I'm a millionaire. I'm a millionaire this, I'm a millionaire that, but then they can't even afford a speaking engagement fee. There's people that have reached out to me that have preached that they're millionaires online. They got private jets that cost 20 grand to take. I know. Not that I'd be flying private like that, but I'd have people allow me to fly private. I didn't spend my dollar, but I saw the receipt, how much it costs. And I had people say, I'm a millionaire, this and that, and I'm, you know, I can bring in any speaker for this amount of money. They hit me up and I give them my fee. Oh, we ain't got that. We ain't got it. But you just was telling people that that money ain't a thing. You just you're taking these. Oh, okay, I see what it is. It's a facade. You want people to believe that you live in a dream so you can take advantage of them. You want people to believe that you're somebody so they can really give to you and for you to become that somebody. And that's the world that we're living in right now. We're living in a world where people just want to fake it till they make it. We live in a world where trying is no longer cool. Where progression is no longer cool. You know, I want to tell people right now, if you have a business, you know, the best thing that you can do is not talk all that millionaire talk, not talk all da da da. I'm flying this and this. And listen, to each his own, by the way. You might 100% disagree with me and I respect your perspective. But you never hear me talk about none of that stuff. And I can talk about all that stuff if I wanted to. But I don't talk about that stuff because I don't want you to be influenced by what I have. I want you to be impacted by what's in my life, by what's in my heart. I don't want you to be inspired by what I have. I don't have to show you what I have to convince you that I have greatness inside of me. I don't have to show you what I have and what I bought and what I drive to make you think that I'm a somebody. I know I'm a somebody with or without. Just like you. So to all my entrepreneurs out there, stop selling people dreams that you ain't living. It's okay if you ain't there yet. It's okay if you're still trying to figure it out. Stop trying to be an expert. Stop trying to be an expert overnight. It's okay to be a beginner. It's okay to be an amateur. It's okay to be a pro. It's okay to then be an expert. It's okay to go through the journey. Like, I want you to understand that truth. Please understand that truth. But we live in a society where so many people, and I get it, it's not even your fault. We live in a society where people feel so uncomfortable with them being them. And so I want to tell you this, man, as I'm sweating right now in my car giving this message in the hot Texas sun, because my kids inside, they'd be yelling during this podcast. But I said, I got to turn on this phone right now and press record because my heart is on fire. I'll tell you this right now. As an extra credit piece in this, I want you to be you. I want you to be you, because when you're truly you, you're going to see what's really for you. If you're at your job, I want you to be you, right? If you feel like you need a raise, speak up and say you need a raise, because you're going to really see how they feel about you, right? If you're around a group of people and they ain't really giving you what you're giving them, speak up and say something, right? Don't bite your tongue no more and say something how you feel. You're going to really see if they for you. If you're an influencer online, you got a big following, right? Be you. Say how you feel. Say what you're going through, because then you're going to see if those people are really for you. One of the best things that I ever have done is one of the simplest things that have allowed me to reach millions of people across the world, right? Is I've always been me. Through my dark times, I've been me. Through my great times, I've been me. And I've attracted people who are there for the most part for me. Some people no longer follow me because I'm me. Some people are no longer my friends because I'm me. I got fired from jobs in my past, the few that I worked, because I'm me. And I realized through all of that, I realized what was for me. And some of us right now, we have a lot of things in our life because we're not being true to who we are that aren't for us. You've attracted fake because you ain't being solid. You ain't being 100% real. And we all have imperfections, by the way. When I say real, I'm not telling you to be perfect. We're not born to be perfect, but we are born to be real. right? To reach people, you don't have to be perfect. All you do is have to be real. But some of us, we've attracted the wrong things because we are being who we truly are. You've attracted people who loved your facade, but they didn't love your heart. Yeah, I'm passionate about this because I'm tired of seeing it online. It's made me even get to a point like getting online. And some of you follow me, you see it. You don't see me on there no more that often. It's because a lot of us, we sit there and we attract things that aren't for us because we aren't being who we need to be in our life. We create this facade of this is who I am, this perfect life. And you attract things that really don't love you for you. They love you for what they can get from you. They love you for what you're selling, but you ain't living. And you realize once you stop selling it, you lose them. Once you stop being that person that they thought you were and you start being who you are, you lose them. That has to stop. It has to stop. This life is too short to go through this life being anything outside of you. And yes, you're going to have to sacrifice some things. Yes, you might not get certain opportunities. Yes, you might not make as much money. Yes, you might not be as popular as some of these people that you see online. The thing that I love about me is I always can say that I'm Trent. I'm Trent do the podcast. I'm Trent when people see me in public. I'm Trent online. I'm me. I don't have to be somebody else. I might not be as this passionate in person at times, but I'm me and I'm comfortable with that. That's what I'm most proud of. I didn't have to build my platform off of selling dreams. I didn't have to build my platform behind filters. I didn't have to build my platform being somebody else besides myself. I didn't have to do that. I didn't have to build my platform off of things that I have. But I built my platform off of my heart. And sometimes my heart turns people away. Sometimes my passion turns people away. Sometimes my mission turns people away. And I'm okay with that. Because I'm not here to be liked. I'm not here to be celebrated by the world. I'm here to do what's right. I'm here to accomplish the mission that God has put in my heart. That's what I'm here to do. And if it offends some people, so be it. If some people don't like it, so be it. If there's other people who get further than me because they live a facade, so be it. I'm okay with that. Because I'm not in competition with them. I'm not in competition with you. I'm living to be me. And when you get to a place like that in your life, my friend, that's when you experience peace. When you stop looking over the fence and what your neighbor has and you appreciate what you got, that's when you live in peace. When you stop looking on social media and you're admiring the person that got 6 million followers, but they bought 5.9 million of them, that's when you'll live in peace. When you stop worrying about what that person's driving, the private jets that they got, or maybe they don't got, taking pictures, who knows, and you start admiring and loving what you have in your life, that's when you will be in peace. When you stop trying to skip the process, convincing people that you're at a place where you're not at, doing things that you're not doing, and you start to really embrace your journey and show people the journey and be proud of your journey, be proud of the little things. Be proud of the mistakes. Be proud of the progression. Be proud of the growth. That's when you will live in peace. You see, I can only imagine having to turn on a switch when I get on social media. I can only imagine having to turn on a switch when I get around people. I can only imagine having to turn on a switch when I walk into my job. That's a very confusing life that will bring confusion to your soul and not certainty. I can only imagine having to wear a mask. I don't know how that feels because perfect, good, bad, or ugly, I've been me. I've been me. And in me being me, it's allowed me to reach the people who's needed me. Whether that was one person, 10 people, or 20 million people. I never knew how many people it would be, but I knew that the only way I can effectively live inside of my purpose is to live being who I was created to be, which is myself. Which was myself. I hope this episode really makes you think. Because if you just take time looking online, you see it. You see more people saying how they're millionaires and they fly all this stuff. And maybe they are, maybe they are, I don't know. You see people telling that they can tell you how to make money, how to, all this stuff. But they ain't doing it, some people. Some people are. Some people have earned the right to be able to teach and to educate because they've actually done it. There's about 75% of people who ain't really doing it like that. But they convincing you and they're praying on your vulnerabilities. They're praying on your voids. And I'm not talking about two hands together pray. I'm talking about praying on you. I'm talking about taking advantage of those voids in your life. And you're so thirsty. You're so thirsty. You're so thirsty for it. You're so thirsty to get what you don't have that you fall for everything. That you fall for the presentation. That you fall for the person. That you fall for the potential. Because you're so thirsty for it. I hope this episode quenched your thirst. And I hope this episode let you know that you are enough. We need to stop with the fake caring. We need to stop just following trends because it's trendy to create engagement and not caring about it 2 weeks from now, because that's why in this world, y'all, we don't have real change. Because we have a lot of people who talk loud, who have opinions about things and freedom of speech, right? But they follow the trend and they don't put in the work to create the real change, because real change isn't trendy. Real change isn't sexy. Real change is hard work. Real change isn't celebrated. It takes time. And so I just ask you, as you listen to my voice, man, stand for something. Are you going to fall for everything? Stand 10 toes down for something. Are you going to fall for everything? And don't follow the trend. Hell, set the trend, be the trend. But don't follow it and create real change. That's what we need more people doing in this world. We need more leaders, not influencers. And don't take that out of context. You're an influencer. People call me an influencer too. We need more leaders. We need more examples of courage, more examples of high self-esteem that isn't addicted to significance, that isn't addicted to man's approval or social media's validation, and that's comfortable with being who they are. We need more of that. And that can be you. That has to be you. And why not you? I know this episode was very passionate, man, because I'm very passionate about this. You have to understand, I started this 13 years ago as an influencer. That's what they want to call me, right? Whatever. A video maker, creator, whatever. 13 years ago when it wasn't popular. You know, I've probably influenced some of the people that you follow online today. These people tell me all that. They probably won't say it publicly, but they tell me all the time privately. It's because you, Trent, I started this, blah, 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 this or that. And so when I started this, I wanted to create a space where people could be themselves, where people can talk about their stories through a cell phone. You know, that was 13 years ago. Wasn't nobody doing it. And I feel responsible for continuing to keep that alive, where people can really be themselves and be comfortable being that person. All right, well, hope this touched your heart in some way, man. Like I said, in every single message, video, podcast, episode, it all starts with you. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Share this if you feel this. I'm sure some people might not like it, right? Some people might say, I ain't listening to your podcast no more because I feel like you were talking about me, you know, this or that. But I just know where that road leads, y'all. That's what I'm passionate about. I know where that road leads. It's not me, you know, trying to criticize you. It's not me trying to, you know, condemn you, trying to break you down, trying to make you feel bad. I just know where that road leads. You know, I've seen so many people go down that road and it leads to emptiness. it leads to depression, and it leads to loneliness. I want you to build something that's real. I want you to build real connections, not fake connections. You know, I want you to care, like really care, not fake care. I want you to really have it, not pretend to have it. That's what I want for you. Because when you do it the right way, when you get all these things and have all these things, you're living in a place of peace, man. And that's what I want most for you. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Straight up. Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day, the world's number one. I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff. Long-term, lasting change, well-being, and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number. They're added to the group. And then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.